Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Think for a minute. What is your most valuable and effective daily resource? In fact, what are your top two tools that you rely on most to effectively navigate your day? Your phone? Car? Washer and dryer? Backyard grill? Your to-do list? Cup of coffee? Your bread machine? How about Google Maps? What if I told you about two powerful tools that help you navigate the territory of your soul each day? That's where the power of two little verses comes in. Let's explore. Since this is a scripture dissection article, we cover four sections. What does it say? What does it mean? Make it personal and make a commitment. Let's start with what does it say? Let's look at the verse from Galatians 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's the first verse. Second one is from Philippians 4:13, a very famous verse. You probably know it by heart. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. That's what those two powerful verses say. So that's the first section. Now we move on to what does it mean? Those two little verses are packed with meaning and personal application. In fact, volumes have been written about those two little verses. Interestingly, they are reasonably short, and actually, you can easily memorize them. Subsequently, that keeps them right at your fingertips to apply in practical ways each day. Additionally, those two little verses are packed with power. In other words, there's no way you can ever go wrong as you apply them. They will always deliver the punch of power you need in any scenario you are in. And finally, as you meditate on those two little verses, you find a deep richness that encourages, nurtures, and lifts your heart up as you take them into your life by faith. So, let's dive into their power and richness. Join me to ask God for insight into a fresh look at these two well-known little verses. The riveting truth in these two little verses is the idea of discipleship, plus they each have very unique messages. Equally, they are rather easy to apply by faith. Before we go further, I have a couple of questions for you. Number one, what is discipleship? Two, what comes to your mind when you think about that word, discipleship? Three, does it seem too theological to spend your time on it? Number four, in what way would you apply that word, discipleship, to your life? Simply put, and I like simple, discipleship is the process of getting to know Jesus and loving him deeply, nurturing his character in your heart, obeying scripture, and reaching to others to make your community and the world a better place. That's pretty simple. Just four action points that anyone can remember. Let's go over them again. It's first of all to get to know Jesus and love him more, to nurture his character in your heart, to obey scripture, and to reach out to others everywhere. And that's what discipleship is. So you can remember those points. However, it requires yielding completely to God in all issues of your life to carry out discipleship. After all, discipleship means intimate relationship with Jesus. Remarkably, it also means making a difference in the world. Radically, applying these two little verses opens a portal in your soul to the power that you need each day. So that's what those two little verses mean. And now we're going to go on to make it personal. And I have some P words for you. Personal, practical, and powerful. And they all pertain to faith. First, we're going to explore the unique message in each verse. Second, these verses require you to engage personal faith. There's that first P word. And then third, these two little verses launch you immediately into a journey of personal relationship with Christ. Again, that's that first P word, personal, the personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Okay, well, incidentally, these two powerful verses, that's the second P word, powerful. The powerful verses can take you through every day. Actually, they guide you, providing wisdom for the nitty-gritty details of your life. And finally, they are super practical in application. And that was the third P word. So we have personal, practical, and powerful. Now to explore each verse. Let's go to the first one, Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. There is so much power in this verse. Jesus is the creator of all things, yet he lives inside your spirit when you choose to believe and obey him. Essentially, you are crucified to self, like Christ died to accomplish God's purposes for you. Remarkably, you now live in Christ by faith, and he lives in you. Check out John 14, verse 20. Interestingly, you no longer live. Jesus, who loves you, lives in you. Now let's go on to Philippians 4:13, and we're going to do a little more exploration in this verse to make it personal. Here it is. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Look at it this way. First, what things are you struggling with? Next, what do you do to overcome? Consider, have you ever truly turned to Jesus in full surrender to allow his power to activate in your struggles? It's a personal relationship with power. He promises to give you all you need to overcome, even in your struggles. So here's what you should do. Claim this verse, memorize it, meditate on it, apply it by faith to all your struggles. And big surprise, you'll find that you have strength to do what is good and right. And by the way, that little list is for both the verses. Claim the verse, memorize it, meditate on it, apply it by faith to your struggles. And then you'll find you have strength to do whatever you need to do. When you fully claim these two little verses and perhaps fail as you try to apply them, don't give up. Get back in the race and work at this. You're not a quitter. Trust God's word and become the person he designed. Okay, I think it's time at this point that we make it personal through some steps. There are promises from God that help you to face difficulties in your life. So now let's look at those steps to make the verses even more personal. The first step is to believe. Believe God's words, actions, and his intentions toward you. Believe his eternal love for you. Essentially, rest in him. It'll change your heart and your life. So that first step is believe. The second step is make Christ your first love. This is about intimate relationship with God. Revelation 2:4 says, "Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first." So consider, apparently God holds it against his children when they forsake the closeness of his love. So, step number two, make Christ your first love all the time. Number three, depend on God's Spirit. Believe it or not, Jesus had to learn this aspect of depending on God as a human, and he practiced it perfectly. So why not nurture the same dependence on God Jesus developed? He'll help you. Point number four, live inside his love daily. We already explored enjoying God's love and loving him back, and that was point number one and point number two that we just went over. However, this is a daily thing in every detail. Moreover, no other friend can offer this to you, only Emmanuel, which means God with you, and every day. So point number four again is live inside his love daily. Number five, give up your own agenda, your own will and interests. Willingly substitute your own with God's agenda, his will and his interests. Put him first always. As you do this, he promises to strengthen you and make you effective every day. So give up your own agenda, your will and your interests for his. And number six, die to self. In other words, be crucified with Christ. Interestingly, it's the original design. And incidentally, it came very naturally before sin entered the human race. Now it comes again through the sacrifice of Jesus. All your sins transferred onto Jesus on the cross. As you trust him for forgiveness and eternal life, he transitions you back into original design by transferring the purity of Christ into your life. So it's a remarkable transfer. Your sins onto Jesus and his life, his purity into your life. Remarkably, it's God's intended pattern for humanity and for you. So let's real quick just breeze through those steps again. The first one is to believe, and that means really believe. Number two, make Christ your first love. Three, depend on God's Spirit. Four, live inside his love daily. Five, give up your own agenda, will, and interests. And number six, die to self. All right, we need to talk about treasures. When you adopt this kind of approach to life, you find treasures you otherwise would not. Keys to living a successful life. In fact, you literally find your true self as you were created. After linking to Jesus by faith, trust God to raise you into righteous living. Christ did not die in vain. He is your hope for original design, even in details of each day. Jesus is hope for you and for everyone. As you rely utterly on Christ, you understand a new way of living for God's glory and being intimately close to God. Everything else becomes less. Your life is safely tucked in Christ. This is fascinating. A verse I claim this year is this: I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. John 14:20. Let me illustrate with a story a gentleman shared with me. His wife has suffered many months with a debilitating disease. He said, "The fact is, Jesus is living in my wife. Christ is experiencing her pain with her, suffering with her." This man understands Christ lives inside a believer. There is closeness, fellowship, and oneness each moment. Our two little verses are true. Let's go through them again. They're really awesome verses. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. And then I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4, verse 13. So, this is God's intention for you. Why not make it personal? The two little verses are real and they are true. Now it's time to make a commitment, and here's where we go over the application thoughts and questions. So, first of all, before we get to the questions, I urge you to embrace God's grace. Question number one, do you believe that God loves you even in your difficulties? Number two, are you crucified with Christ? Do you also remember that he lives inside you? Three, do you believe you can do all things through Christ's power? Do you really believe that? Number four, what will you do today to draw closer to Jesus? Number five, why not be who God designed? I want to talk about a helpful resource that you can use in your quiet time. And actually, portions of this content come from my book, More Epistles for an I Generation, Relevant in a Digital Age. This is a devotional book that takes you through all Paul's letters that follow 1 and 2 Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.